Good morning, this is Family of Consumer Science, and today's lesson we are going to learn about consumer bill of light. And as introduction, we are going to see how the bill of light came to exist. We find that the consumer bill of light lists the lights that the consumer are entitled. And we find that prior to 1960, consumers were subject to unfair treatment and practices when buying goods or services from businesses. This problem was solved in 1962 when President J.F. Kennedy created the Consumer Bill of Rights. However, consumers are better able to enforce their rights when they know and understand them. And that's why we are learning about the Consumer Bill of Rights, so that we can, as wise consumers, we can be able how to enforce those rights when you're buying goods and services. One of them is the right to be safe. We find that the right to be safe was aimed at the defense of the consumer against injuries caused by the product. This applies that the product should cause no harm to the user if such use is executed as prescribed. And we find that the Consumer Product Safety Commission was established in 1972 by the US government was given the power to enforce this right by doing the following. One, to establish the performance standard. Two, require product testing and warning labels. Number three, demand immediate notification of defective products. And number four, when necessary, to force product recall. How can we enforce the right to be safe? Consumers should expect the following when they are buying products and services. One, that the manufacturer has properly tested the product before they are released for sale. Number two, that products with the dangerous parts are properly labeled with a warning. And number three, that those defective products which are already in the market are immediately recalled. Light number two, we have the light to choose freely. We find the light to choose freely among product offers the consumer with a variety of options provided by the different companies from which to choose. And we find that the federal government has ensured the availability of healthy environment open to competition. The government protects this light by doing the following. One, encouraging discouraging monopoly. Two, examining the effect of merger on consumers. So if companies are going to merge, the government should examine how they are going to affect the consumers. Number three, prohibiting activities by manufacturers that are meant to reduce consumer choices. Light number three, the light to be heard. This light asserts the ability of consumers to voice complaints and concerns about the product in order to have the issue handled effectively and responsively. And we find that certain outlets exist to aid consumers if difficulty occurs in communication with aggrieving parties. And we find that state and federal attorney generals are required to aid their constituents in dealing with the parties who have provided a product or service in a manner unsatisfactory to the consumer. And how can we enforce the right to be heard? Enforcing your right to be heard. If you have a problem with a product you purchased or about unsatisfactory service, you can do the following. One, you can have a right to file a complaint and expect a solution. That is one. Number two, you can address your complaint directly to the source of the problem, to the Better Business Bureau, or even to the Attorney General of your state. And number three, there are other organizations dedicated to protecting consumers' right as well, and you can get them in the web. Right to be informed. I find that this light states that businesses should always provide consumers with enough and appropriate information to make intelligent and informed product choices. And I find the product information provided by the business should always be complete and truthful. And how to enforce the light to be informed? You find that when shopping for products, we can do the following. One, have enough information about it to buy with confidence. That is one. Number two, manufacturers are obligated to provide consumers with information through advertising and proper labeling. And number four, The information that the companies provide must be honest and accurate, and they subject themselves to legal actions if they are not honest and accurate. And finally, we have the right to education, where the consumers should have access to program of information that help them to make better marketplace decisions. And how can we enforce the right to be an educated consumer? Number one, we should expect clear communication when being involved in a business dealing. Number two, your right to be informed is in effect whenever you have to sign a legal contract. And finally, the company is obligated to make all the patent information visible to you as a consumer and not hide it behind incomprehensible terms and phrases. That's the end of the lesson. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.